How old are you?
I am 9 years old.
What 4-H club are you a member of?
Of Millville.
And who are your parents, hon?
Karen and Dom, Walter.
How long have you been in 4-H, Sophie?
This is my first real year, but I was 3 years at the Clover Kids.
Oh, you were in Clover Kids for 3 years, and then you bumped up to 4-H. What's your favorite part of 4-H?
That now that I'm old enough, I can show sheep and show horses, and I can have, like, I can do different things that I couldn't do when I was a Clover Kid.
And do you have any sheep or horses right now?
I have quite a few horses and 2 sheep.
And do you help out with the chores?
Yes.
You do? What's been one of your favorite projects so far since you've been in 4-H?
That I made a sheep halter for County Fair and it got to go to state.
That's fantastic. How did it do at state?
I don't think we got results on that, did we? It didn't place at state.
That's all right. You still got to show it at state, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if anybody had any questions about 4-H or they wanted to know why they should join 4-H, what would you say to them?
That you get to learn new things and learn more about you enter in. Like, if you're going to enter in a shooting sport, you get to learn how to shoot a gun and shoot different archery, maybe. You just get to learn a bunch of new things.
And it's just a fun time, and you guys got camp and crafts and all kinds of fun things to do, don't you?
Yep.
Yep. All right, Sophie, before I let you go, 2 things. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be somebody's employee and they're trying to learn about something that I've done over the years that I've been employed. Maybe I can teach them how to do that.
That is a very nice goal. Now, is there anybody you want to say hi to or anything else you want to throw out there before I let you get off the phone?
Yes. I would like to say thank you to Jacqueline Knott for helping us and leading the River 4-H Club.